Fighters with the so-called Islamic State don't take their commitment to the cause lightly. During the battle for Mosul in Iraq earlier this year, many ISIS troops fought to the death. But last week, when ISIS lost control of the Iraqi city of Hawija, nearly 1,000 militants surrendered. They turned themselves into Kurdish militia. New York Times correspondent Rod Nordland watched as Kurdish intelligence officials interrogated their captives. One bedraggled ISIS fighter in particular grabbed his attention.
They brought him in, and everybody in the room was just shocked, first of all by the smell, but also because he was a really scary-looking guy. He was big and, you know, long, wild hair and had kind of a fierce look on his face. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how everybody else felt, but I was certainly scared. And even though his hands were tied and there were four Kurdish officers in the room with us, he was still just had this kind of personal presence that was really intimidating. That was true of a number of them, actually. It was one guy they put in a room with us, and you could see he was kind of scanning the room looking for weapons. In fact, there was a holster that they forgot to pick up, and the guy was kind of edging toward the holster, and I was thinking, his hands are tied, you know. It turned out the holster was empty. But then when you started talking to these guys, you know, that bravado unraveled pretty quickly. They're in a desperate situation now themselves. Their lives are over pretty much. I mean, most of them will be jailed for a long period, and they may or may not see their families again, but if they do, it'll be from behind bars. And these guys were scared, but they were scared of their situation, scared of me in some cases, which is kind of absurd. But, you know, I was a strange-looking white guy, and I think they all assumed I was a CIA agent or something.
So with these ISIS fighters, they've surrendered. There's fear. There's a sense, as you say, that this is the end of the line for them. It doesn't sound like these men are really the hardened ISIS extremists who will fight to the death that we've been reading about.
I think some of them were. I mean, at least that's what the Kurds thought, the Kurdish interrogators. And they had some of them ID'd from execution videos and so on. In fact, this one guy who was very scary, the Kurdish interrogator said they knew who he was already, and he was a member of an elite ISIS group that was called the Seekers of Martyrdom, which is a kind of suicide battalion. They're like toughest and most determined guys are in that organization. So, I mean, I think they were pretty badly battered. You know, they were being pummeled for weeks, I think, in Hawija by American bombers, and then more intensely in the days before I saw them. In the end, their own leaders told them to go turn themselves into the Kurds and save their lives. And given their kind of internal propaganda that they never surrender, and that has been the model in the past for them, that they would fight to the death and so on, and given all that, it must have been a big blow to their pride and their morale to be told that the gig is up. And this one particular guy was quite bitter that the Wali, the governor of Hawija, who told him and his buddies to turn themselves in, he said, you know, he thought he probably cut a deal for himself where he would go free. So they were just kind of fodder to buy his safety.
What do you think this mass surrender tells us about the future of ISIS in Iraq?
Well, you know, this is the last big city that they controlled in Iraq, and it's a big loss for them. They now are reduced to a few desert villages or small towns in western Anbar along the Syrian border. And then, of course, they have a more significant presence inside Syria as well. But even there, they've been steadily losing territory. So I think that it's safe to say that the days of ISIS holding territory like a state in Iraq are over. They're not over in Syria. And certainly, we haven't seen the end of them as a guerrilla or an underground force. And there'll probably be elements of them that will continue to do that. I mean, that's what Kurdish interrogators thought, too, that, you know, the guys that didn't turn themselves in probably melted away to other towns to set up sleeper cells, and they would be back in that form. But that's a very different thing than holding territory the way ISIS did for quite a long time.
New York Times correspondent Rod Norland, just back from Debis, Iraq, where he witnessed ISIS fighters surrendering en masse. Thanks very much for being with us and for telling us about this.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.